be. Tiyama Marcos, we learned that Gilach, let's say the Nazir took his haircut, he took his haircut. Alechad Mishloshton, even though he only brought one of these three kabonis, he's already he already has his heksher. Rashi says, Afilu achatis, even though he only brought his chatis yet. The Pesach says, Ve'acha yishtra nozir yayin. After he brings his korban chatis, he could take a galuach, and then he could drink wine. So it comes out, Yaminu ben Nazir, Acha maisi yochin. After one korban, he's already hukshar, the nozir is hukshar, that he could drink his wine. So it comes out that the oil and the shlomim of a nozir, he is not padakhu kamil lahakshir. He could have his hechshir without it. Therefore, since the korban is not mainly lahakshir, it's not a hechshir kabu at least, it's not the only thing that's machshir in. He could have his hechshir just from the korban chatis. Therefore, it's good why these two kabonis, the oil and the shlomim of a nozir, could be brought liachemisa. But a korban like an Oshem Mitzvah or Oshem Nazir, that's the only thing that's machshirat in Echnami, it does not come liyachamisa. So therefore, just like it does not come liyachamisa, we see this machshir is something special. Therefore, Shlomo Shema also is possible. Mashenka, the korban that comes the kaparo, since it comes liyachamisa, who adin Shlomo Shema, the korban is no kosher, just a little olubaylim, mishum chayva. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Hey Amar Aleph on top. Again, the military on the end of the last shal that Rav said that an Oshem Mitzoyro or an Oshem Nozir since it's Bo Lahachshir, therefore if it's brought Shalei Lishmo, that the Korban is possible. So we asked the question, why is it different than the Mechaprin? So we said yes, that a Bo Lahachshir is different than a Kapara, because a Kapara, the Korban, comes Lachamisam, Mashenkin, Baya, Machshirim, does not come Lachamisam. And last teretz was that Omra Pop Hoki Komer Yimya, that La Metzino Hechsha Kavua de Bol Yachemisa, or the Nozir Hechsha Sheni Kavuhu. That the Chiluk was a korban that's machshi you, that makes you fit, he cuts him. If it's Kavua, it's the only one that's mati you, that does not come Liachemisa. By Noshim Mitzvah, Noshim Nozir, that does not come Liachemisa. By Shenkin over here, that did a Nozir. That the Nosir Shlomim is brought even Liachemisa, that's because the Shlomim is called the Hechsher Sheina Kavuhu. Now the Gemara says on the top of Daf Heim and Aleph that the Yom Amar would end like this, that Gileach Alechod Mishloshton Yotzef a Nozir, after he brought just one of his three Kabonis, took a haircut, Bidiyevet like his Hechsher, he's ready to drink wine now. He's Lavid Matam L'Mesim. You see, the Machshir does not have to be the Shlomim. It could even be the Korban Chatis, like over here, when he brought one of them, Rashi says, Afilu al Chatis. So after that, the Noz is allowed to drink wine. So you see, it's not only the Shlomim that's Machshirim, it could even be one of the three Kabonis. Therefore, the Shlomim of a Nozir is Taka brought Liachemisa. Meisve, I have a question like this. Oshem Mitzayra Shenishchat Shle Lishmo. Let's say that was brought the Korban Oshem for a Mitzayra, and whoever made the shchita did ishkar lishmoi, oishla nita midomi agabi behinus, or else the aloch is by a mitzvah we have to put the dam on the behinus, on the thumbs of the mitzvah. Let's say that they did not put the dam of the korban on the behinus, on the thumbs of the mitzvah. As a raisa oil agabi mizbeach, lemaitz for this ashram is still a kosher ashram. It's brought, it's oil agabi mizbeach, v'toyin nisachim, and you have to bring the sachim with it also. But you still have to bring another korban oshem to be machsher this mitzvah. So chorot yufta the rav. There's the clear kasha on rav that rav says an oshem mitzvah. Since it's bola hachshir, if it's brought shel early shmo, that it's not machsher the mitzvah. Therefore, it's possible. And there it says clearly no. Even though this mitzvah has to bring another oshem, even though this oshem that's being brought shel early shmo is not machsher him. Still, the korban itself is kosher, and it's even toy nesachim. So we see, not like Rav. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Lachish Omar, he says that minchas ha'omer, if you have a minchas ha'omer, shekom se shlo lishmo, that the kana made the kmitza shlo lishmo, is kshera. Also, again, not like Rav. Even though that the minchas ha'omer is coming lahachshir, it's coming to be matir chodesh. That after they bring the oimer on the second day of Pesach, now you're allowed to eat the new crop that was grown. And even though now it's being brought Shalei Lishmo, that Lachur it's not being Matir the Chodesh, still it says here, as Lachur shows, Ksheira, that the Minchas Ksheira, meaning you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. Vishireho, Ein Echolim, but the leftover Ittak, you can't eat yet. Ad Shetovi Minchasay Macheris, Fetati Renu, until you bring another Minchasaymer, and that will be Matir the Shraim. In other words, it's still Chodesh, it's still Asatidit. But I call upon him also to Kash and Rav. You see here that even though the Mincha Seim is being brought Shalei Lishmo, it's not Psula, it's still Kshera. You could burn the Kemitza. It's only a Shaila that you cannot eat it yet until you have another Mincha that will be Mater Chodesh. Now the Gemara is the question though, Mik Rav Hechi Korvo, but I call upon him, how could you bring it? How could you be Mater, burn this Kemitza? Lechur, right now it's Oseh Titis. It's Chodesh, it's from the new crop, and they did not bring yet the Mincha Seimer. Because usually, when you bring a Mincha Seimer, that's Kshera, so right away, B'Shas Kemitza, you Mater, the Chodesh, or else the Vasachas, B'Shas, you're burning it, the Chodesh becomes Muta. But over here, this Kemitza, it still has an Issa Chodesh upon it, so how could you burn it? The Chur B'Shas, you put it on the Mizbeach, there should be a problem of Mimashka Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "Mimashka Yisrael that we darshin min amutah liYisrael." The only type of a korban you could bring is something that's mutah to eat. That's what you can bring on the mizbeach. But something that's osa to eat, you can't bring on the mizbeach. Rashi says, "Mimashka Yisrael yaviu nesachim v'lein min osa, not to something that's osa." So how could you burn this chodosh l'chur it's osa? So Amar Rav Ada Bar Rava, Ksaver Shlokas holds a mechusas man l'boy bayoyim. That's not a problem. But since Lamaisa today, on Tes Zayin Benisin, they're going to bring yet another Mincha Soimer, and that's going to be Matir the Chodesh. So today, it's still called fit. Rashi says, Hoyul v'hayoyim, tei muteres li Yisrael, acha shetak of Mincha Soimer acheres, v'le mechuser v'zman hi l'gvoya. It's not called mechuser v'zman l'gabi gvoya. Therefore, it's mutter right now. That's a sworn Rish Lakish. Mosir Rav Ada b'red Rav Yitzchak. Rav Ada Rav Yitzchak has a question like this, that yesh bi oifois shein b'mnochis. There are certain halachas that apply to a knife that we do not have by menochis, by mincha. And the opposite way also, yesh b'mnochis, there are certain halachas that apply to a mincha, shein bi oifois, you do not have by a korban oif. What is it? Yesh bi oifois, oifois has something special, she oifois boyim b'nidvas shenayim, that two people b'shutvim could bring a knife. He could bring it together. We'll have Gemara's about this later. That the pasuk says the chol nidrehim l'dvoisam ashi yigrivu es hakol boil b'shutvus v'darshin chutz min amincha excluding amincha b'nei shenema bo nefesh. So oifes could come b'shutvus, but not amincha. Ava minchas nefesh ksiv v'aita u'mechusrei kapora. Secondly, umechusrei kapora, meaning zav zavi ledis matzora, they have to bring oifus. They have to bring oifus. That's what's matter them in kochim, and also vuhutra mechali surah and bakoidish. Like even though we know an oif outside by chulin, you have to have a shchita, but inside the base of mikdash, there's a new heter to make a malika. Even though ma'isa malika is possible by chulin, but by kochim there's a new heter. Ma'ashen kein v'nochis by menochis, you don't have these heterim. Now, the yesh b'mnochas, there are certain halachas about a mincha, sheham nochos tu nois kli. A mincha, you have to put into a kli. We'll start dashing later, perek shtei alechem, we'll learn out. Ma'ashenkin oifer sein tunin kli, sherei malika Rashi says b'tziporin. Ma'ashenkin a mincha, the kmit has to be done from a kli. You have to have the mincha inside a kli. But by an oif, the malika does not need a kli, he uses his thumb to make the malika. U'tunufo v'yagosha. The mincha you have to pick up, and then you have to be makashit, bring it closer towards the mizbeach, which you do not have this by oifos. And v'yeshnum b'tzibur could be yochid. There's such a thing as a minchas tzibur. A minchas oimer is a tzibur. Ma'ashenken oifos is not coming by korban tzibur. There's never a korban tzibur to be brought by oifos. Ma'ashenken b'oifos. These things you don't have by oifos. Now, the yimista, if you hold like you are saying, if you hold like you are shlokish, b'minchas nami mishkachas lo to utra mechlali surai b'kodesh, that by minchas you could have such a thing that's huta right now, even though really it's asa for chulin. There's only a special hetish heter by kodesh. Omani, what is it? Mincha Saima? There's Mincha Saima that you're telling me right now that you're allowed to be makter this Kaimitz, even though the Kemitz of this Mincha Saima that was done Shlel Lishmo still has an Issa Chodesh on it, but tell me right now it's Mutter. So by Mincha also has such a thing, there's a Heter, Mechlal Yisurai. Rashi says, V'yemiso, the Adayin Chodesh also be Mincha Saima. That even though Chodesh is still also, so you can find by Mincha Saima Nami Ashkechon, the Korv L'Gvoya, Masha also L'Hedjit. Something that's also for Hedjit, you're allowed to bring L'Gvoya. And that is this Yisra Chodesh, that even though it's also for everybody else to eat the Chodesh yet, they did not bring an Oimer Lishmo, but still you're allowed to be makter the Kemitza of the first Oimer, even though it was brought Shlel Lishmo. Smor says no. His Svari is Kiv on the Mechusa Zaman. L'boy Bayoim, Lavi Surahu. Since L'maisa today, it's going to be Mutter to be brought. So Rashi says, the command the Korva Mincha Saim Acheres Dami. The Geir to Kodshim, we consider as if the second Mincha was already brought. So therefore, Bishasti burning this Kemitza on the Mizbeach, it's like considered like it's really Hutra. Not considered Huta Mechlal Isurai. Mosiv Rosh Hashis. Rosh Hashis asked a question like this. It says, what's going to be Hiktim Matan Shemen L'Matan Dam? Let's say you put the Matan Shemen oil before you put the Matan Dam. Rashi says, going on a Mitzayra. Then Matan Dam Tzoron L'Haktim. Really, you're supposed to put the Dam of his Korban on his thumbs first. K'may Shom Binyan Amokam Dam Oshom Yitin Hashemen. The Pasuk says, like, where do you put the shemen? On the place that you already put the dam of his korban oshem on his thumbs, on that place now you put the shemen. So the kitzur of the Seder is, first you're supposed to put from the dam oshem, and then you put from the shemen. What's going to be if the kohen did the opposite way? Hiktim matan shemen l'matan dam. He first put the shemen on the bohenis of the mitzvah, and then he put the dam. So it says, yimalenu shemen v'yachsev yitein shemen achar. So Rashi says, Yimalenu means the lug. You have to fill up this lug of shemen that the Mitzrayim has brought. And V'yach, Sivitin Shemen Achar, Matan Dam. After you put the dam, now a second time you have to pour the shemen on top of it. As the first shemen is like Commander Lester Dami. So you have to wait till first you have the dam, and then you fill up the lug of shemen, and then pour the shemen on the mokum where the dam is. Now, what's going to be with the shemen if first you put the Matan Bohemis? You put the shemen on top of his thumbs. True, first you put the dam there, but you put then the shemen on the behindness, lematan shevo, before you sprinkle 7 times first with the shemen. The locher is first you're supposed to be hizim, and Hashem the Pasuk says, be etzbo shevo pomim. First you're supposed to sprinkle with it 7 times, and then you put the shemen on the behindness. The locher is yimalenu shemen. The kohen has to again fill up the lug of shemen. The yachsav yitain matan bohinus, acha matan zayin. After he makes the matan zayin, then he can first make the matan bohinus. Now the question on Rosh Lakish is, viyamrit, if you can tell me like you're saying, viyamrit, ein mechus is man l'boi bayayim, that there's no issa doing one thing before the other. Since it will be done by bayayim, there's no mechus is man, even though you're doing something before the other thing, like here by the Chodesh. You're being makter the kmitz of Chodesh. Still it's muta. Since later on today, the Biyaheter has saw my yachs of Yitain, my diyavid of it. Hakam Ovir, he has to go do over again the shemen. So what if he put the shemen before he put the dam? But what if he put the shemen before he made the matan zayin? But since later, boy b'yam is going to make the matan zayin, or since later, boy b'yam is going to put the dam, it shouldn't be a mechusas man. Hakam it says here, he has to do it over again. So Papa says, no, it's not a question. Papa, I'll answer you. Shani Hilchas Mitzvah. Hilchas Mitzvah is different. Te'achsiv bu Havaya. It says in the Parsha of Mitzvah, Havaya, meaning it's Likuva. So here the Seder is Likuva. You cannot do one before the other. Te'achsiv bu Havaya. The Yom Rakos, the Pesach says, Zois Tia, Teres HaMitzvah. Tia means Beviyosentei. Everything that says in the Parsha, that's the way it has to be done. You cannot put the Matan Bohenis before you do the Matan Sheva, or you cannot put the Matan of Shemen before you put the Matan of Dam. That's why here it doesn't help you, Mechusas Man, because here it's a special Gzeres HaKosiv of Zois Tia Teres HaMetzero. Tia means Beviyosete. It has to be exactly the Seder, the way it says in the Parsha. Now the Gemara says, Mosir Rav Popper Popper is a shailom. The locher is Hikdim Chatoser Liashamoi. Let's say they brought by mistake his korban chatis before they brought his osham. So said by a mitzvah, by a mistake the kohen made the korban chatis and made the shechita on the chatis before he brought his korban osham. And really, the locher is the opposite way. That first you're supposed to bring your shamoi, and then you bring your chatis. So it says, lo yei acha memaras bedomoi. You're not supposed to have somebody else come and store up the blood to make sure it does not yellow up. Ella rather, the eitzri is tu batzerosai. Like, let this chatis right now, wait, leave it overnight, till it has a psalina on it. That's called tu batzerosai, Rashi says, meaning, tenichenu ad lamocha, leave it till tomorrow. The tips of lina, the composter with lina, the tuva mara lichluchas, means the wetness of the meat will go off it. And why? Because mishum bizoin kochim, the chosman shla nifslo belina, enis rafim. Chosman, there's no psalina in the basar, you cannot burn it. Elim came sula begufa, unless there's a psul begufai. But our koponim alma, what do we see here? Rashi says, midutoni teitzla beisas reifa, that yesh mechusas man laboy bayayim. That since you brought the Yishmeir Shchita on the Chatis before the Mitzvah Zosham, there's no way to, you cannot use this Chatis. You cannot let somebody else stir up the blood, and instead go ahead and bring the Korban Osham, make it Zrikas Dam, and then come back to the Chatis. No, you have to let this Chatis have a psul of Lina, and then Yilmar says, V'teitz L'Beis HaSreifa, you'll take it out and burn it. So the question is, according to Rosh Lakish, why is it possible the Chori should be able to use this chatis? This is the kasha that Rav Papa is. So Gemara asks, "Am I k'maisa Rav Papa? How come Rav Papa is asking this question? This question? I bore Rav Papa. The other Rav Papa himself was the one that said that Shani Hilchas Mitzayra, the halachas of Mitzayra are different. The Chsibu Buavayim, that by Mitzayra the pasuk says Zois Tiyoteras HaMitzayra. So any seder that there is by the kabbonis of a Mitzayra is the kuva." If a dafka has to be brought this way and no other way, so what's the Papa's question over here? Here there's no kasha on Rish Lakish. Here it's a special gzeras hakosif. So Gemara says true. El Rav Papa hokiko kashle. This is what was bothering Rav Papa. That Eimer, why don't I say hani mi li avoida? When the taka is supposed to say zois tiyotar samitzayra that it's likuva, you have to do it the right order, the right seder. That's only by the avoidas. That the avoidas start by Kabbalah Saddam onwards. But shchita, lav avoidi, but the chur shchita of the chatis, that's not called an avoidi yet. Since it's kosher with the zar, it's not called an avoidi yet. So we only made the shchita on the korban chatis first. Why is the loch of the chatis is psulam? No, you should use it and wait until you bring the yashim first. That was the Papa's question. And the chur shchita is lav avoidi. And therefore, Papa means to ask like this, that according to your Rish Lakish, V'ein mechusas man l'boi b'yoyim. If there's no psula mechusas man, if something will be done later, it's considered like it's done right now. So then, yei ach memaras pedomo v'lakrav osham. Enechnami, you made the shechita on the korban chatas first of a mitzvah. So what? After the shechita, after you made the kabbalas adam, let somebody store up the blood of the chatas that it should not yellow up, and then go ahead and bring the korban osham and v'hod the korb chatas. And then come back to the chatis. This is the kashra of Papa and Rish Lakish. If you hold this no mechus is man abay bayoyim. So Morris says rather, El Omara Papa. Papa says like this, El Omara Papa. Hai no time of the Rish Lakish. What's the reason of Rish Lakish? That he says by the Minchas Omer, if the first one was brought Shalor Lishmo, still you're allowed to be makter the kmitza of that Mincha. Aye, the question is, the Omer that was not brought yet, it was not matter the chodesh, so the chur of that kmitza is like not mimashka Yisrael. So how come you allowed to burn it? So the answer is that Rish Lakish holds the kesavar heya mizrach matir, that really on Tes Zayin Venisan in the morning, as soon as daybreak starts, that's really what's matir the chodesh, even before you bring the oimer. Therefore, the ma'aseh, even though the first oimer was brought shalom lishmo, still that kmitza you allowed to burn. Because he holds Heir HaMizrach. Rashi has it means the Yudva Benisin Matzah HaChodesh. The Chassid, the Pasuk says Ad Etzem Umetrag Minon Ad Bichron, means the beginning of the day. As soon as the day starts, that's when really it's Mutter to start eating the Chodesh. Aye, the question is, how come it says that the shirel is not necholim? You're not allowed to eat the leftover, the shrine of that mincha. The chur of the chodesh is already mutta, why not? So Rashi says, that's because the mitzvah lahamtim ad avoy soimer. There's some mitzvah to wait, but mikra adin though, you're allowed to eat it from the morning. Therefore, the haktorah, you're allowed to burn the kemitza. That's what Rashi says is kosher. Mor says, because the Rebbe Yechon of Rosh Lakish, the Yamru Tavar, they both say that Afilo Bizman Shabbat Mikdash Kayim, even Bizman we had the Bizman Mikdash,